KSR News. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Aaron marching north, lashing North Carolina's Outer Banks with rough waves and coastal flooding, and bringing a threat of dangerous waves and potentially deadly rip currents to the East Coast. Tropical storm and storm surge warnings remain in effect for the Outer Banks. Large waves and flooding may inundate property and roads along the coastline. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia has launched a major aerial attack on Ukraine, firing over 500 drones and 40 missiles. The attack has targeted western regions, killing at least one person, injuring 15 others. Correspondent Ben Thomas.
Rescuers evacuating people from a burning house in Ukraine's Sumy region Wednesday after another overnight drone barrage. Fire crews put to work as civilian areas were also hit in Odessa, while Russian strikes also targeted ports and fuel and energy infrastructure.
Ukraine's foreign minister says a major U.S. electronics manufacturer was hit. The attacks come amid plans for the Ukrainian leader to be holding talks with Russia's president, which could potentially include President Trump, to discuss the peace terms. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, has passed away. He was 89 years old.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 153 points, the NASDAQ composite down 70. This is SRN News. It's back to school time in the United States. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Prime Minister of Israel is taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Writing on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu says history will remember Anthony Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. The decision by Albanese to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism is surging in Australia. This is SRN News. Department store chain Target naming an insider as the next chief executive officer.
Wednesday's announcement comes as the discount retailer tries to reverse a persistent sales malaise. Target is also trying to revive its reputation as the place to go for affordable but stylish products. The Minneapolis-based company says CEO Brian Cornell, who has led the company for 11 years, would step down on February 1st. The board of directors chose Chief Operating Officer Michael Fidelke to succeed Cornell.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, Target has struggled to find its footing since inflation caused pinched shoppers to curtail their spending. Police divers in Italy have cleaned one of the biggest underwater attractions of the Mediterranean. They've used pressurized water hoses to remove crustaceans from the Christ of the Abyss statue that was placed on the seabed off northern Italy in 1954. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.